Dave in the morning.
And welcome along to our podcast, the Jay and Dave Breakfast Show, and behind the scenes content as well. We've brought in Passion Fingers, Dave, as well.
G'day, Brad.
Our
technician, Brad. How are you, Brad?
Yeah, good.
So, do you know why we call you Passion Fingers?
Because I'm passionate?
Yeah, that's. Let's just run with that.
You say that with a wry smile.
So we came in this morning, air conditioning, look, is gone to the shot. It's too hot in here. I could have stayed at home the whole day. Then I come in and my microphones are all changed, and then even the hotkeys faders are all changed. Brad, what have you done?
I hit the reset button.
Yeah, I know.
Can you reset it to Jay's specifications?
No one can do that.
Technicians, they're so mouthy off the air. The minute you turn a microphone on, Brad, this is the quietest I've ever heard you in my life.
Maybe we should get you on air a little bit more. I mean, this is not really on air, is it? It's on the podcast.
It's on the podcast. Yeah. But, you know, we can do what the hell we want. We can even say bullshit on this podcast. Can you say that word.
No, no, no.
Say shit.
No.
Just say it once. Please just say it once.
Yes.
See, he won't say it.
Do it.
No, he doesn't. He did a good job. What needed to be fixed in the studio? What did you come in to fix?
Everything.
Yeah, like what?
Like what?
All the things need a little bit of maintenance every now and then.
Okay, after we've used them.
Oh, of course.
Did you clean this desk as well?
Yeah. Did you notice?
I did notice. Awesome. I did a great job.
We were waiting for the chocolates. It's like, you know, have your mints on the pillow. We're waiting for that.
You don't eat the chocolates if you find them on the floor. Trust me.
He's trying to eat them. Hey, did you notice our glass window's been cleaned?
No.
Look, all that mold's gone.
No.
You can actually see out of it now.
No mold.
Oh, that's a problem. We need to put that back.
It's good to see you looking after the health and safety of your urine ounces.
It's starting to come out now. His personality is just starting to shine.
Hey, unfortunately, our show didn't shine like that, though. If you missed the actual show, here's the catch-up in the podcast.
It's coming up to Mother's Day. $5,000 on offer, thanks to KFC. But how do you repay your mum on the cheap? That's the big question.
Well, because a lot of people are feeling the pinch and the cost of living, but how do you give to mum and make her feel special without having to spend a lot of money? Because a lot of people don't have that extra cash.
Exactly. So that's why we've enlisted Samantha Jane, who is also a relationship expert, but also a mum too. G'day, Samantha.
Morning.
Now, I mean, that's the big question. My mum, if you ask my mum would say, I don't need anything from my children because your love for me is enough. But sometimes you want to do something nice for your mum. How can we, from a relationship point of view, spoil our mums without having to spend $1 million?
It's always the thought that counts. And always remember when she says, I don't want something, that is code for please do something. Don't ever believe her. She's playing a trick women love to do that, even mums.
Really?
So, oh, yeah. Oh, I just want your love. Oh, what did you get for Mother's Day? Because everybody will ask. And then they're, oh, nothing. Oh, really? And then there's all this judgment. So always think about the little things. Think about her love language. It could be a note. It could be a voucher that kids do. You can regress back to your childhood. We can give her little massage vouchers or, you know, breakfast in bed. All of those simple things do make a difference. It'll take her back to those times when you were really close and reliant on her.
Why can't we do stuff then, like when we were kids, like, you know, making pottery from school or something like that? It's supposed to be an ashtray, but it turned out to be just a blob of clay.
Who has time for that these days, though?
Probably for obvious reasons. Like, nobody actually likes that gift. Like, I know that I rotate around, and there's one in particular I dropped over to Vinny's. It was like, you're the best mom. And I was like, that's lovely, but I don't particularly want those roses and that pink statue. And I dropped it over to Vinny's, and then my daughter was, oh my gosh, this was in Vinny's. I just saw it in the Vinny bag. I was like, oh. And I've tried to get rid of that so many times, it must stay. So no ashtray, no pottery, just things that are really usable for her. Even a picnic, she loves that. Just get her outdoors, take her for a drive out to the mountains, to the beach, walk around the local market, anything that you think that she will love.
So if you don't live within vicinity of your mum, and I actually feel bad now because when my mum says, don't get me anything, I legit thought she was being honest. So I just didn't get I sent her a text message and stuff. But what can you do for mums who may be living interstate?
Look, a text is still beautiful. And the reality is, like, most men here are very factual, so don't feel bad. It's like you heard nothing, so you think, okay, I hear you. So if you're interstate, I mean, there are things that you can do. You can send a beautiful text message. It is a simple thing, but you might want to do it over a few days. You might want to post her something. You might want to, you know, do a FaceTime. You might want to send her a favourite song that reminds, you of her. Just a beautiful song with beautiful lyrics. It can be just anything that you think that she'll think, oh, wow, he really thought about me. She really thought about me. Like, I'm really special.
That is speaking my love language, cheap. Great. Love it. Just a text.
Call it cheap.
But look, like you say, something small like that can make a world of difference. And, you know, even if you've had, I guess, run-ins with your mum over the years, maybe it's time to extend that olive branch.
100%. And often that happens when you re-partner or other people get involved, or mums are just trying their best, and sometimes they just overstep because they don't want their little ones to grow up when they're adults. So, yeah, just understanding that she's human, she makes mistakes, and just really connect with her, share that empathy of what she's probably found it difficult to let go at times.
Great advice.
Okay, so, yeah, so in this whole conversation, the big thing to take out of it is do it on the cheap, but do it with style.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Yeah.
Never, ever call it cheap.
That's just who Dave is. You can hear that again on our listener app. And, of course, spoiling your mum doesn't have to be a big price ticket attached to it. Hear it again on the listener app, LISTNR. Thank you so much for that advice this morning. I think there's going to be a lot of people out there this morning, Samantha, using that advice. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Last Friday night, we all went out to dinner in Airlie Beach. Fantastic restaurant. The food was great. Company, exceptional. Mm-hmm. And the conversation, it actually turned to reminiscing about ourselves as kids compared to what kids are doing these days. Like, there's a lot of stuff they wouldn't recognise, like going and lining up for concert tickets.
Correct.
And it someone actually said, back in my day, and I thought, this is a great little segment.
Yeah, back in my day.
Oh, God. Okay. You just date yourself. Anytime somebody says, back in my day, you're waiting for the story about trapsing 50 kilometres with a 50-cent piece in the snow just to buy a bag of lollies, a loaf of bread, some milk and drinks, and come home and still have change.
Well, those were the days, weren't they, really? So let's reminisce about those days. Back in our day, our pay packet actually came in a packet. Do you remember it was like a mustard packet.
Yeah, it was orange.
Orange, that's it.
Orangey colour. It was a small envelope, had the flip at the top.
Yeah.
And you get everything in there.
And it even actually lets you know how much you got paid written on the packet itself.
And you wouldn't show anybody else because you're embarrassed.
Yes.
What about the seats, though? The seat belt was the torno cover pulled up to our necks if you're in the back of the ute. Remember that?
Oh, those were the days.
You can't do that anymore. You're getting so much trouble if you do that.
Yeah, look, you can't... It's all gone to a nanny state these days, hasn't it?
Mm.
I mean, do you remember those days?
Yeah.
Going back in Dad's ute.
Yes.
It was fantastic. Yeah. We also had a board game. I don't know if you actually remember this, called Oh Nuts.
No.
It was all about the nuts, where you'd need to find three marbles of the same colour inside plastic nuts. You'd spin the colour wheel, and you had to match the marble inside a various nut.
Sounds like the most boringest game I've ever heard in my life.
It was actually quite fun.
TikTok was not a social media platform, it was a biscuit. Do you remember that?
Oh, do they still have those?
The TikTok, I think they've got the icing on top, like the pink icing, I think it is.
Yeah.
And it was really hard.
That's right, yeah.
And the biscuit was a clock.
Yes.
God, those were the days. They were good biscuits.
Bring them back.
TikTok. Do they still have those? 133353.
Do you remember playlists? Like, there was no such thing as Spotify.
No.
We actually recorded ours from the radio.
And you tried to cut the announcer out?
All the time. Yes. And you never could.
And, yeah, exactly right. So announcers like me who talk over the end of the song, you'd be pissed off big time. Absolutely pissed off. For birthday, though, Nana would always act like a drug dealer when she slipped in a $5 note in your hand at your birthday party, remember?
Oh, those, yes.
She'd be like, don't tell your mother, but yes. Here's $5.
Oh, man. And that was a lot to her, too. I mean, $5 back in the 80s was a fair bit.
I could walk to the shop and buy the whole grocery store for $5 and still have change.
The cobbers back then were like 2 cents each.
1 cent.
Once, oh, that's right. Well, you're going back a fair bit now.
This is in the 80s. I remember going to Scarborough on the foreshore, just Redcliffe there in Brisbane. And, yeah, the corner shop had bullets and they had all those sort of lollies for a cent. 1 cent each.
A dollar hot chips would actually feed the family.
Back in my day.
Back in my day.
We should bring this back at some stage.
I never want to do this segment again because it makes you remember how too old you are.
Time for a brand new segment called Cutting Corners with Courtney.
One of our sales reps, look, she filled in for Jacko when he was doing mayoral stuff or in the running for council.
Yeah.
Good morning, Cordo.
Good morning, good morning. Can I just say I am back by popular demand?
By this is who's not popular demand?
You saw the petition, you saw the sheets, the hundreds of signatures from people in our community that demand I come back on air with you guys.
I saw one of them.
Yep.
From your husband saying, please do this because she won't shut up about it.
Yeah, okay, that's true. I did get on the streets and ask the people in Mackay to get behind and support me, but they did. And look, it works. So
what's the idea of cutting corners with Cordo?
Okay, so every single week, is it?
Yeah, second week.
Oh, second week, I'm working on that.
No, every second week. Trust us, we worked on it to not have you on every week.
I get the feeling she's going to take over 7 days a week soon.
So the idea of this segment that I only get once every 2 weeks, it could come back more by the demand of people. It's called Cutting Corners with Cordo, and I'm going to bring you a life hack that will change your life every single week.
Okay, I've been told that we've got an opener.
We do.
So drum roll, please. Apparently this is the best opener in the history of mankind.
It's Cutting Corners with Cordo. It's Cutting Corners with Cort. It's Cutting Corners with Cordo. Sit back, relax for this life hack. Okay. The truth behind that one is, right, no, give me a sec.
Okay.
I've been working with production. They haven't quite nailed what I want.
So working with them? It's been weeks.
We've had 100 come back and I haven't been happy.
I thought that was cutting a corner.
Yeah.
You're true, actually.
Production, we don't need it.
No, right, wait. Better one in 2 weeks. Here we go. Here is my hack.
What's this week's theme?
So this week's theme is about finances. Okay. Now, as everybody knows, living expenses through the roof. And I figured out this one this morning when I was making my son's breakfast.
Okay.
He loves Nutella and I was getting low. So he had his first piece and I was like, there's no more for another piece of Nutella. Like I'd scrape the jar dry. Mm. And he was whinging. I was like, all right, so what am I going to do? So what I did with an almost empty Nutella jar is I poured in some warm milk, just a little bit, put the lid back on, shook the crap out of it, threw in a little bit of thickening cream, shook it, and boom, I have half a jar of Nutella left.
No way.
Yeah, it really worked.
Half a jar.
Well, the cream thickened from me shaking, so it was really like Nutella cream, but he didn't know the difference, so I put it on his wrap for school and boom, just saved myself $4. Try it. It also works with peanut butter. Because I had a bit of peanut butter in a jar and I was like, I'm going to see if this works
as well. And it works.
So whenever you're getting a bit low on Nutella or peanut butter, you could even try it with jam if you want. Just chuck a little bit of milk in, shake it, a little bit of thickening cream, shake it, and it thickens
up. Bob's your uncle.
What about Vegemite?
Look, I would try it. Absolutely. Creamy Vegemite.
How many? Do you only have one hack each week? Is that it?
Yeah, only one. How many? Do you want more?
No, that's fine. Not one. That's totally fine. I really feel like we've eaten already.
Do you want more? I'll bring you more next week.
No, that's great.
If it means my segment goes a bit longer,
no,
I'll bring
great.
Two.
I think that's fantastic.
Really good life hack. Do you put it in the fridge to...
No, because the thickening cream, so when you put the lid on it, it's only small and you shake it, you'd know that
right.
movement
okay.
well.
You're used to that movement.
you'd know that movement. I'm shaking my hand vigorously up and down. That
sound
thickens
like a Saturday
the cream.
Night for Dave.
So instead of your... And then it's just thick cream at the end. Same.
I knew I was missing something.
Hear that life-changing hack on our listener app, LISTNR, and you'll have another one for us in a couple of weeks.
Next week.
In a couple of weeks.